Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host, Adam. You're listening to... did I say that already?
No, you didn't.
Who knows?
Yeah, you said Welcome to Working Title Podcast. You're listening to
Episode 57, come on.
We'll start over,
No. Keep it going. It's too late.
Oh, man. All right. Episode 57. What's up, guys? In addition to the usual people, we have Kyle Burnett with us once again.
Hi, Kyle.
Woo! You might remember Kyle from all the stupid pilot swings jokes he kept making. And now it's relevant because it's on 3DS.
Yeah. Right.
How do you feel?
Renewed.
Justified. Do you have the 3D pilot wings?
I am the 3D pilot wing.
Oh my god. So
it's modeled after you?
All of the Miis are modeled after. Bleh.
Yeah.
I started wrong. I can't talk. This is going to be a great podcast, I can tell.
What have you been playing, Adam?
Oh, nothing. I've been playing Brawl.
Skin Flute?
And that's about it. Nope, none of that. I've been...
They made that a game?
Yeah, yeah. It's on Wii Music.
Right. Oh. I've been working on a website pretty nonstop, so I haven't really been doing anything.
It's okay, you can tell us about your porn addiction.
Celebrity tip slips, you're finally making it a reality?
Mm-hmm.
Can you make me a website, Adam?
A website? Yes, I can make you a website.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Done.
Sweet. You heard it here, everybody. Adam has to make me a website.
By next week, I'll do it. Matt.
Actually.
What have you been playing?
L.A. Noir!
He's been playing...
Cool!
He's been playing my copy. I bought it, and he's like, sweet.
What a
steal
jerk.
It from Nick's room and play it.
Yeah, and I got farther
so
than Nick.
So, Nick, you're at work all day, right?
I work all night.
Yeah, and so Matt...
I sleep all day, work all night.
Okay.
Got me working day and night. And that's when I play L.A. Noir.
Right. Good. So, how is it?
It's great.
Great. Best game.
Good.
It's really, really, really good.
It's really good.
It's like an adventure game. It's like an old school adventure game brought into the 21st century, and they actually make it fun, and the interrogations are pretty tough. It takes a while to get used to them, and you still miss questions and stuff. And it's just, it tells a really great story while being pretty episodic.
So how does it play?
In what part?
Good.
How do you, do you walk around like in Heavy Rain, or is it like point and click kind of thing, or is it like you go from interview to interview?
No, it's like Red Dead Redemption controls.
Or
really?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah. Well, cool. More like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
In that you don't always, like, it feels less shooty.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they put more effort into you being a character in a world, especially because a lot of times in L.A. Noir you don't have a gun, or at least you can't pull it out.
Yeah, you have your gun.
So you are a detective, right? You're not the people being investigated.
No,
right.
You're a detective.
Yeah, and there's three very distinct parts of the game. There's the walking around, driving around part that occasionally involves shooting. And then there's the detective mode where you're walking around a crime scene and you press X to zoom in on things.
Press X to Jason.
Press X to go into Harry Common.
Yeah.
You don't use the Ari system in this.
And then there's the interrogation mode where you decide if somebody's telling the truth, lying, or you doubt them.
And do those flow together, or are they separate? All right,
no,
cool.
They flow. Everything flows really, really well.
One of the only problems I have with the game is that when you say someone's lying, if you have the right evidence, you can shove it in their face, and that's how you prove they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, like, to just give you an example, like, one time, I'm like, okay, I know I have a film reel of this guy. That's how I know he was at this crime scene, right? But I had two different film reels that basically said the same thing, except that one was empty and one wasn't.
One was like a legitimate movie and one was like a thing that he was filming.
Right. And so I selected the wrong one, and then the guy's like, you got nothing on me. I'm like, wait, I still have the other reel. Why can't I just pull that out and be like, oh, sorry, wrong one. I meant this other one.
And so you couldn't, you basically like missed that opportunity?
Yeah, and then you don't get to go back and try to...
Really? That sucks.
I know, and that's the only time that it sucks, is when you say people are lying, and then you fuck that up by choosing the wrong evidence, even though you have the right evidence, you can never show that.
That again. Sucks.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid.
So there are branching paths, right?
Yeah. No, there's no branching paths.
Yeah, but you can sort of fuck things up.
for yourself.
Yeah, you can either make it harder or easier to find leads for yourself.
Hmm.
If you're a very thorough detective, you'll find things easier.
So have you found that in real life you are now a better detective?
In real life, I haven't solved very many criminal cases.
Hmm.
Oh, earlier today, Nick was like, where's the cheese in the fridge? And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah, Matt did help me there.
Well, that's a start.
Was there a glint on it that you found it easier?
No, there was semen.
No, but, no, Matt vibrated, and there was a musical cue when he saw it. And that's when he knew to press X.
Did you guys see the five-second L.A. Noir film?
I think Matt watched it. I didn't.
I watched it, but I don't understand it because I haven't played the game. But
yeah, seemed, I watched it before.
It seemed
I played the
funny.
Game yeah. Oh, and the faces are really realistic. So realistic that it's kind of creepy at times.
Mm-hmm. How does like the body mocap look?
Looks good.
It's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's not as realistic as faces, but it's acceptable.
All right.
I mean, it probably has the best graphics of any, definitely of any open world game this generation.
Cool.
And also, the other game I've been playing is Red Dead Redemption. I've been playing that a lot online.
Yeah, we both have been doing
good.
That.
Good.
Great, another great Rockstar game.
You know what we haven't played is Home.
Oh, yeah, I know. We need to get back into that.
We should do that.
Oh, is PlayStation Store back on yet or no?
No, the store is still down. In fact, I purchased the Undead Nightmare DLC for Red Dead Redemption when it came out.
Well, purchased all the DLC.
Yeah, I bought it in like the bundle that comes with everything. And then I did that when I was living in San Francisco, and I did that on a friend's console. And we've been playing Red Dead Redemption recently, and there's a bunch I can't do because my DLC needs to be re-downloaded because it's not on my hard drive.
Nice.
And it sucks because Sony Store still isn't up.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
So, Nick, have you been playing anything different?
No, I've been playing those exact same games. Oh, I've been playing... Oh, I guess we both have. So I guess since the last time I talked to you, I played more of the Gears 3 beta.
Mm-hmm.
I played a little Gears 2 campaign, and then a little bit of Halo Reach.
Yeah, me too.
Why didn't you tell me? Ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because we did it like it was like 11 in the morning. We played for like an hour and a half, maybe.
That's lame. Kyle, have you been playing anything different from those two?
No, he watches us play things.
I have been playing the original Pokemon Blue version.
Cool.
On the original Palm Pre.
Cool.
Yeah, he's playing on his modded phone.
Yeah, there was a long time when Kyle swore by Palm phones and tried to convince us that they're the best phones. Said they were the greatest things, was obsessed with them, would go on the Palm forums all the time. and Nick and him and have nothing but trouble with their Palm phones. And they're both pieces of shit.
I hate my phone.
Do you still love Palms?
My earpiece is going out. I have to press the phone really hard against my ear to hear anything.
What we're going to do is we're going to get Kyle a Bluetooth, but he's not going to... Like, Bluetooth is make you look like an asshole. So what we're going to do is we're going to build like a fake like cardboard cell phone and put the Bluetooth in that.
Uh-huh.
So he'll keep his real phone in his pocket, but then he'll talk on like a cardboard cell phone.
So instead of just having a little headset clipped to his ear, he'll have an entire phone clipped to his ear.
Yeah, well, no, it won't be clipped to his ear. He'll hold it like a phone.
He'll still have to keep a separate cell phone.
Yeah,
he'll imagine
also
a
so he'll have two cell phones.
Imagine a giant cardboard case on a phone.
On a pretty phone much. Or on a headset?
On a phone.
Well,
oh, okay. we could build it into one of those old like 1980s cell phones. We can put
Zach Morris phones?
Yeah, put the Bluetooth up in the top of it and then your phone in the bottom part of it.
Yeah, we could actually probably get famous.
Phone modders.
It'll be the Zach Morris case for your phone with a built-in Bluetooth.
Yeah.
It's going great.
Angel.
Nothing really.
Well... This has been a fun 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, you know.
I know. Why didn't we do a podcast last week? Let's see, because everyone canceled.
I was at an art show. My art
brother,
show.
My brother wanted me to take him to, shit. What's the movie?
Go see Bridesmaids. Hangover 2.
Hangover 2, yes. He wanted me to go take him to see that because he just turned 17 and he wanted to buy his first R-rated ticket. But I said no because we were doing the podcast and then...
Because he'd rather...
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see The Hangover 2. Alex is like, I'm doing something else. And you guys are like, I'm sleeping. I don't know.
I wasn't sleeping. I was at an art show, my art show, in
Phoenix.
I
was here, remember?
Were you?
I was.
You
the
were.
One who could do it.
You were the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Matt. Good job. How was it?
It's terrible.
Really?
Good. That's what everybody.
It's
said.
Basically Hangover One, except not as funny,
but slightly racist.
So who? Asians?
Yes.
Does it have Chang in it?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Nice.
Yeah, a character that doesn't fit into that...
At all. He doesn't fit into the storyline, because it's so weird.
That's too bad. Well, I heard it was,
he's
a funny
guy.
But...
He's funny. I hate that character. That character's not funny.
I don't like Leslie Chow at all.
Hmm. Okay.
What an exciting episode.
You know what movie I saw? Harsh Times with Freddie Rodriguez and
Freddie Prinze Jr.
and Christian Bale. If you remember this movie, anybody remember this movie?
I don't.
It's Christian Bale. I was like in kind of like it was in LA and they were kind of like Mexican gangster. Well, Christian Bale plays like an ex-Marine who's from from like
so you meant he was a seat.
And he goes out at night and he dresses in black and smashes people's heads against tables.
You guys remember Harsh Time anyway. So it came out a while ago. It's like from the guy who wrote some other movie. And if that helps.
And, that so helps.
Basically they just kind of drive around like South Central LA, get into some shady stuff. Christian Bale.
You're thinking of Training Day.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's the guy who wrote Training Day.
I'm pretty sure I watched this movie before. It's called Training Day.
Is that guy still just specializes in writing movies about two guys in South Central?
No, not kidding. That's exactly what he writes.
That's amazing.
He's written like five movies like that. and it's just like his upcoming projects include two guys who are like in a gritty part of a city. And basically, they kind of go around and they like shoot people and fucking. I don't know. It was really depressing. It was okay. It was just really dark. So that's. And then I watched also this other movie called Hunter Prey, which is like a low budget sci fi movie. You can watch these movies on Netflix. That one wasn't very good either. It was like a episode of Stargate or something, except a movie form.
I went to go see Pirates in IMAX.
I went to see Pirates too.
How was that? You guys are dumb.
It was pretty good. I mean, it's not the best. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
It's better than 3.
Yeah, everything's better than 3. 3 was so bad. Oh my god.
I've heard that it's the worst movie ever.
I saw Hannah
Montana.
Ew, how was that?
No, not Hannah Montana. The one about the girl who murders people.
Oh.
Yeah, how was it? Wasn't she like an assassin or something
like
that?
Yeah, she's an assassin. It's great. Hannah is really, really good. Yeah, it was real good.
Wait, what movie did we see recently?
I want to see Thor.
Thor. We saw Thor, okay. Yeah. If you like Thor, I'm sure you'd like it more.
If you don't like Thor, it's whatever.
It's well done. It's a well done Thor movie.
Movie's not bad, but Thor sucks. I hate Thor.
Have you guys seen Kung Fu Panda?
No.
Who the fuck would see that? Also,
I want to see it.
My question is, why can't they make a Thor movie where it's about the Norse god Thor?
That'd be cool.
And not the Marvel guy, Thor.
You've seen Hercules, correct?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay. And I did watch a movie about Vikings.
Oh, no, that was Zeus, not Thor.
Did you watch Valhalla Rising?
No.
Have you ever seen that? It's really good. It's really dark.
Have I ever talked about...
disgusting.
My idea for a television series, Good Cop, Dad Cop, on the podcast?
I think you have.
Oh, you did.
Wait, okay. What the hell?
But let's go over it again.
It's Detective David Dadson. He is this this renegade cop. He does not play by the rules, but damn if he isn't the best cop on the force. He gets paired up with the go-getter rookie who plays by the rules to an obnoxious amount, and turns out this rookie is his son.
Holy
good cop,
crap.
Dad cop. Let the hijinks just let him run wild. But I feel like the guy who writes nothing but two dudes in South Central. I feel like maybe
make that one work.
I feel like maybe I should pitch my scripts to him and maybe he'll like direct the series or like
yeah,
at least like direct like an episode or the pilot.
I think that guy's like from South Central or something. I don't know. And he's just like, I had a friend when I was younger.
I had a son.
There's this guy I knew him once.
Yeah, it's trying to think of other video game stuff.
Well, let's go into Adam's News Hour.
Okay, let's do the news.
Maybe we can think about some stuff while we're doing that. Gaming releases. Is this upcoming? Scroll up, 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 up. Yes. No. Gaming releases that have been released.
You could have just started the list.
I could have. We wouldn't have known if they were coming or if they were already out, and then people would be like, oh my god, can I get this game?
I would have clarified.
Alright, well. Dirt 3 came out on PS3, 360,
These are upcoming games. These aren't out yet. Dirt isn't out yet.
What?
Dirt's not out yet.
Should be out. Said it was out.
I don't own it.
Okay. BlizzBla Continuum Shift 2.
Yeah, that's not out
for either. PSP and 3DS.
It's also called BlazBlue.
BlazBlue.
So, no, not BlazBlue. BlazBlue.
Blue balls. Blue balls.
Why is it that not only can you not read the thing properly, but I've had to tell you the title of this so many times.
It is called Tekken.
Oh, Tekken 8?
Blast Bros.
It's called Blast Bros.
Blast Bros.
Bomberman?
DS. Duke Nukem Critical Mass.
Just a little taste of Duke Nukem Forever.
Damn.
Just a little like pinch of that Duke Nukem spice.
In this game, you take women, you revoke their powers to vote. They only earn 10 cents to every $10 that a man earns in the workplace. And then Duke Nukem lights a cigar.
And you obviously use your stylus to do all of that.
Do you think he says something like really offensive?
Yeah, he says, fuck.
Women can't vote.
That's pretty.
Fuck is pretty offensive.
He just goes, damn it.
Women can get attacked by aliens when they're out of the kitchen.
He says, women don't deserve equal treatment. I'm Duke Nukem.
I'm not a good man. I'm just a Duke Nuke man.
Yeah. And in this game...
Spoilers.
Is this Duke Nuke man? Is that coming out soon?
I hope so.
But this game has the most
realistic boob. I hear it's been in development for a really long time, though.
It has the most realistic boob physics.
Some would say that Duke Nuke Man's been
more realistic than Dead or Alive Dimensions.
No, somebody can say that it's been in development forever.
Shut the fuck up.
Forever.
What they did is they got some Hollywood actresses. They put them in that room from...
Panic Room.
No, they put them in the Panic Room that they use in L.A. Noire to film that, except they just filmed their boobs jiggling around, and then they put that on people's faces, so all their faces are just boobs. Just jiggling boobs.
I don't know what I think about that.
I don't...
Well, wait till you see it, because it's good!
It's out, so you can go to the store and decide for yourself. Upcoming games, June 4th, we've got Alice Madness Returns for 360.
Oh man, so dark, so edgy!
Comes out on the 14th for PS3 and PC.
I heard Joe Mad did some guest art on that one.
No way.
How muscly is Alice going to be?
No, not on Alice, but the Cheshire Cat.
Did he really?
How about the caterpillar?
How many chains are going to be?
He called me just the other day, and he's like, hey, I did some art punch-ups on this game.
Art punch-ups.
Now it's cool. Him and American McGee get together and just blow each other all day.
Infamous 2 for PS3 comes out June 7th. We Play Motion comes out the 13th. Duke Nukem Forever and Children of Eden come out the 14th.
Ocarina of Time on GameCube.
Yes, apparently. IGN says it comes out on GameCube, so it must be true. Ocarina of Time on the 19th and Fear 3 on the 21st.
Sounds great.
Yep, and that's... I don't have any gaming news because I've been doing website stuff, so... But what did we say was announced?
Darksiders 2.
Yes. Darksiders 2.
Cool.
That game.
And it's going to deal with death.
You get to play as a muscly version of a skeleton. Mm. He's got chains. Yep. He's got size... Or scythes.
He's got size 12 shoes.
No, like scissors. Size are like what Raphael uses.
Scythers? He's got Pikachus and Pokemon.
Yeah, he's got a scyther.
So really, it's just a dark version of Pokemon.
He has two scythers.
Holographic, even.
Oh my god.
There's two shiny scythers.
Are they shiny or reverse holographic?
They're actually 3D.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
I'm looking on Kotaku. It looks like Aliens Claude Marines is a true sequel to James Cameron's classic Avatar, and it's out in 2012.
Why don't we just read all of the titles of all the articles
Modern
for the
Warfare
past 2 weeks?
3 is a true sequel to James Cameron's Avatar. It's out in 2012. It looks like some hot Japanese ladies are laying around a lot in Japan.
Cool.
Scantily clad, sexier clad. It looks like a Cammy's up to no good again. They're going to kick you in the
Cammy
face.
Cammy Dunaway
is going to...
She's gonna fall down and break her wrist.
Not
and,
so mean to for work cut you off, article.
Did you guys hear about the director dropped out of Uncharted 2, and so did Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
You say Uncharted the director. 1, I mean. It's David O. Russell. I mean, people are treating it like... I don't know. I guess what he said was kind of stupid, but they're treating it like he's this idiot director. Like, I'd rather have... Hold on. This isn't even enjoyable to do this podcast, because you keep shouting.
Holy fuck! Guys, I just found this picture. It's a red mage from Final Fantasy. She's got her tits out. She's holding a guitar. It's the coolest picture.
Where the fuck is this picture at?
Get your boners ready. Nick just left.
Oh.
He just quit.
Nick, come back. Nick.
He's getting
Mark.
I guarantee you he's getting his bullhorn.
Mark Wahlberg is no longer... Drake Drakeson, and that's that.
Probably a good thing. He's too goofy.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were getting your bullhorn to shout over me.
Yeah, I'm done trying to shout over you.
Anyway, what were you saying, Nick?
I don't even remember.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, David R. Russell.
I don't remember what I was saying.
David R. Russell.
Yeah.
Holy shit, her tits are really out.
Yeah. Well, David R. Russell has his tits out in the new movie.
Awesome. Good. Good.
All right, so what are you going to say?
I honestly don't remember.
You were saying like, so you'd rather have
that storyline he wrote a big deal about something.
Oh, no, I guess...
He changed the entire storyline of what Uncharted is supposed to be.
But this is based on one sentence that he said, not based on any sort of script anybody had seen. And I'm just saying people are treating it like the guy doesn't know how to make a movie. He's made fantastic movies.
Right,
nothing but really, really great movies.
I mean, I think that
but he changed the essence of what the game is.
You don't even know that. This is based on one.
Yeah, he
sentence.
Did. He basically made him into a family of treasure hunters who dole out justice.
Well,
what?
We're not going to see the movie. I'd like to see the script, but
I mean, I think the problem here is that David O. Russell makes good movies, but why make an Uncharted movie if you're going to change the idea of the Uncharted movie?
Exactly. Make it something else then.
Yeah.
Well, he's going
to
do it.
You don't need to have Nathan Drake and family. No, he's not going to do it anymore.
No, he's going to be making a different movie now, so.
Yeah.
I think.
The Fighter 2.
I think that we should blame Paul W.S. Anderson for planting the seed of deception.
Well, what's going to happen is he's going to get
how the fuck is that guy still making Resident Evil movies?
He's going to get the vote of confidence, and he's going to make Mila Jovovich, Nathan Drake.
Every single
Perfect.
Time I get into a discussion with somebody about the Resident Evil games, I'm like, man, I'd love to see a Resident Evil movie. Why haven't they made one of those? I like completely forget that those are supposed to be Resident Evil movies.
Oh, yep. No. Now I want them to make
a
Final Fantasy movie where a hot red mage has got her titties out.
You got a titty out.
You didn't see Spirits Within, did you?
Is that what happened?
That's all that happens.
Why did I
that
skip
happened
that
in
one?
Spirits That's Within? All that happens in that movie. Nothing else happens.
How about, Matt, how about World of Warcraft? Have you seen that?
No, I'm not interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a red mage. It's just a wizard.
I don't like prostitutes, okay? I don't like whores. Why do the only people
how do you know the red mage isn't one? You don't. I mean, you can't just judge by her looks.
She's a red mage. You can't be both.
I see. Okay.
You fucking idiot.
Well, shit. What do we talk about now?
Ugh. I think have we talked about video game movies?
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Is that
Dead
it?
Or Alive
Is that
the movie?
End of our podcast?
We haven't even gone for 30 minutes.
Have we reached the end?
This is the most pathetic. I think this is it. I think it's time to wrap it up. Series finale.
This red mage has the weirdest looking boobs ever.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Don't sing.
No.
My favorite parts about podcasts are when people, when they shout quotes and then they sing And then they do wacky sound effects. We should do all of those and then just kill
them. Hey, I don't shout quotes. I just shout.
I wasn't saying, I wasn't referring to that. I'm just saying.
What quote did I shout?
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm just listing all my favorite things about podcasts.
Yeah, Nick.
These are things we should do.
I don't know. I think that's it. Let's have readers. Well, have more for you. Who's reading this?
I don't know. Why are people reading our podcast?
I guess deaf people.
They go into iTunes and then they read the description of the episode and they're like, oh, wow, that was a good one.
Is that we're in a game. we're in a lull before E3.
Yeah. So, okay.
I think we'll have more than enough to talk about in a couple weeks.
I thought that we could, while like the conferences are going on, that we could comment on them. But Nick says probably not. So I'm curious.
I'm up for the idea as long as we put the. Let's
see if anybody's interested in it.
Yeah. I'm just saying it would be the original idea would be like listening to a riff tracks without watching the movie. We could live tweet. What we could do though is actually rip the audio from it while we're listening to it and cut it in. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or we could live tweet.
We could also do that. We could do both.
We can do everything all at once.
We should all make ZWTP and then our name.
I was just thinking the same thing. Let's do it. Let's live tweet E3. Hey, listeners, why don't you send an email to WTPodcast@gmail.com saying how you would like us to tackle E3. We'll be doing a regular podcast next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
When all the conferences are
mid E3.
But that's when the three conferences will be over. Is Wednesday. It? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you want us to do the other stuff? Would you like tweets? Are tweets enough?
Give tweets a chance.
Do you want us to do smaller podcasts every day?
Mini casts. We'll see. We'll figure something out. Let us know what you want and we'll see. We've got 5 more days, 6 more days.
Yeah. So we'll get this one up tonight.
Should be good. Well, let's do Facebook and emails and then I guess we'll be done.
Okay.
So here's a new person and I'm sorry if I pronounce your last name wrong. You'll have to forgive me. Nick Cavedo. Anyways, he asks, question. Since Nintendo renewed the trademark for Luigi's Mansion last year, and I know people who want another game, do you think Retro Studios working hard on a sequel to the game? I hope they're making a sequel, but why? What makes you think it's retro? Like, have you guys seen any news about Retro doing anything?
No, they just did
Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird, but has Nintendo... I mean, that seems like such a very specific game.
There were a few other ones that they renewed, aside from Luigi's Mansion,
I could just see... I don't know. I feel like...
Maybe they're saving it for Cafe. Maybe they're going to show something at E3.
It's a weird idea to release a sequel to that game. I could understand them releasing another, Luigi standalone title.
Mm-hmm.
But that's such a bizarre thing to do a sequel to.
Maybe.
Mansion? I think it can work.
What was that?
It's my ringtone.
What was it?
That's the worst. I don't even know what it was.
I forgot the song already. Rocketeer? Far East Movement?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Is it this... I don't even... What are you saying?
Yeah, Farkskullman?
Wait, is it the soundtrack to The Rocketeer?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Perfect.
I don't think it actually is it?
No.
No.
It's I'm sure it's some band that I've never heard of.
Okay.
They're a bunch of Asians.
Well, okay, here. Maybe we can do some of these in the future. I asked what we should talk about in this episode since we didn't have anything. Nick said this week, anything you can think of next week, E3. That's pretty much what we're doing. Gian Piero fixed his lawnmower. How about we talk about some accomplishments in our life or how we all met?
That's a good one.
Did we talk about how we met? Because Noah Harnid seems to think
we'll
that we did.
That next. Oh yeah, we probably did.
What, talking about how we met or Gian Piero's lawnmower?
We've all talked about Gian Piero's lawnmower way too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noah also says
we could talk about the worst games we've ever played and the ones that have weird storylines.
That's very broad.
That's pretty good.
Maybe in the future. Let's see, emails.
I'm still confused as to great moments in our lives or
accomplishments.
I just graduated college.
Yeah, sure. That's a good one.
First time you had sex.
Yeah. The first time I had
with Adam, sex, boy or girl, it's fine.
First time I had sex with Angel.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That was, oh my god, I still remember, still quiver from those days.
Noah Harnett sent us an email.
Mm-hmm. So he says, hello, just sent this to tell Matt that I do watch Game of Thrones, and it's freaking awesome.
Oh yes, I just started watching that too, that was amazing.
Oh yeah, I forgot to reply to your text, Angel.
That's alright. Fucking amazing, thank you.
Yeah, it's a great show. I know.
Is Camelot any good?
I don't know. Eva Green's boobs are pretty good.
Oh, Eva Green. Oh, the things I wouldn't do to that girl.
What would you do? Say hello to her? Wouldn't do? The things I wouldn't do.
Just say hello to her. Maybe.
Would she fix her lawnmower?
If I got the chance to meet her, oh my god. I would probably be like, hi, wait, it's a pleasure to meet you. And she'd
say meet her whole?
Like, she would probably
if I could
be
just
like,
meet her whole, it's fine.
That's not what
maybe she'll let me eat her whole.
That's
fine.
Not what I said at all, and I'm giving up on my joke because that's just.
I loved you in Dreamers, especially the part where you had your labia out, and then I'd wink at her.
She probably didn't say, "What are you? I don't understand what you're talking about."
And I'd be like, "I'm winking,"
and she'd be like, "I don't know what that means."
And then I'd probably just walk away.
Yeah, probably. And then I'd, as her, now that I'm her, I would probably be like, I gotta find that Nick guy, because I heard that he wants to just politely ask me questions.
Okay, continuing from Noah Harnan. His grandpa likes everything that he posts. It's just a little weird, but I know he's reading them.
Yeah, because his grandpa likes, his army grandpa likes everything on
Facebook. Colonel Grandpa. I hope they make better games for the 3DS because all the third-party games suck and I had a real hard time trying to find a game that was worth buying.
Yep.
Pretty much.
People are working on it, don't worry.
Sounds like a problem with the Wii.
Yep. Few more months, few more days, and then a few more months. Also, I plan on making a fan art of Matt and Alex Eiffel Towering Ash's mom, but I never got around to it. And so you know, I have a scanner so you can see it. That's good.
We can see a drawing you never got around to making.
Well, that's all that's on my mind. Video games, blah blah blah. Bye.
Thank you, Noah. Next.
Nicholas Cavetto.
We love hearing from you.
Nick, you'll have to tell me how to say your name. Sup! I love your podcast. Listen to them all the time and study all. Just some quick questions. Do you think we'll see a picture of the PS4 this year and how they show it next year?
Is this the picture of
it? Oh, yeah, maybe. Didn't they announce that they're actually thinking of making one?
Yeah.
The president? I forget who said it, but somebody said that they were developing their next sequel. Yes, Obama. President Obama said that Sony is developing their next sequel, or their next console. But then there was, like, something else that they denied it. I don't know.
It'd be great if they just released, or, like, at E3, they're like, we got an announcement for you. PlayStation 4, but just a photo, and it's like a blurry cell phone picture of like it on the assembly line.
What do you think the code name is going to be?
I got it.
PlayStation 4?
Project Hot Coffee?
Probably PS4. But it's going to probably PS4. That's going to stand for Portable Station Forever.
or NPS4.
Oh, probably NGP.
It's the next PS4.
NGS.
Next Gear Solid?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Next Gear Solid.
Next Gear Solid.
We'll see in a few days. This sentence doesn't make sense. This people just may pick because they hate that company, but whatever. So, yeah. Out of the three big console makers, who do you think will drop out first and stop making consoles on any and only make games like Sega?
Didn't we already say Sony?
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, but Sony doesn't. There's too many franchises to.
Right.
I guess.
Does Sony even have many first party developers?
No, it would be. Nintendo would be the only ones that would do that.
That would drop out?
Yeah. Well, that would be profitable.
If any of them dropped out, I mean, I don't think that Sony or Microsoft would make games.
Yeah, well, I think that.
Maybe they would still own studios.
Games is the only thing that Nintendo does, so right. I can't see them dropping out unless they go bankrupt somehow, and like that's
right.
Their only
but what
option.
What I mean is, I think Sony would be the first to drop out of the console race as
sure.
It is right now.
Yeah.
But
they would not continue making games like Sega does.
Oh, right, right. I see.
Yeah, if Nintendo for some reason dropped out of making consoles, they would still make games.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I don't know why I want you to answer this question, but I love the podcast. Smiley face.
Thank you, Nick. It's great to have a new guy.
Send him a smiley face back right now.
No, we're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
And also peoplepets.com.
Open smiley face.
We got...
Yep. Hey, pet lovers. The day is almost here. On June 1st, peoplepets.com will become part of people.com. And we can't wait for you to see the new site.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the update, People Pets.
To welcome everyone, we're kicking off our People Pets Daily Prize Pack sweepstakes. Every day in June, we'll be giving away a new prize to 30 lucky users, courtesy of
Petco. We're really reading this?
I know, we're giving advertisement to these people right now.
I know,
like,
it's true.
I might have 15 different 12-year-olds are going to hear this.
And they're going right to go to people.com. Don't go to peoplepets.com.
Yeah, they're not
going
to go to peoplepets.com because on June 1st, yeah.
On today, yeah. After today.
After today.
And remember, once we make that move, you will no longer be able to access your pet profile, so save those pics to your desktop today.
Get up. Guys, get up there.
I got this new email from Pharmacy Express. It says, it will stay in a steel manner. Swallowing this blue pill, you'll mean...
What?
means... This day, you will hump your lady all night.
Nice.
And then they said, LOL, love you guys, great podcast.
Yeah.
Matt's my favorite, even though he's a dick.
Agnes Vance writes, howzy, sexual and erotic pistols.
Matt's just reading the spam folder now.
I see. So I've been meaning to ask you guys this. Not you guys, but the listeners.
But why are most of Noah's emails in the spam folder?
Are they?
Oh, sorry.
Shh. You're not supposed to say that.
Sorry, Noah. So Jean-Pierre actually suggested this, and I thought it was a good idea. So if you guys, you know how you can register like first-party Nintendo games, and you get Nintendo points for Club Nintendo?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so listeners, if you don't do that for whatever reason and you just have these numbers lying around, if you would give them to us, we could like hold contests and give away like a bunch of Nintendo points for whoever wins the contest.
That's a good idea.
And I think that'd be pretty cool.
Or just buy something using those Nintendo points and then...
And then say, yeah, just give them these fake codes or...
No. Use the prizes.
Oh,
use whatever
we could do that,
prizes.
Sure. But then we'd have to create a whole new account and... be this whole big thing and too much work. Just have them get their own stuff. But yeah, if you have unused codes, that'd be cool.
That's a good idea. I have a bunch of unused ones.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, send them in, Nick.
I've thrown away like all of my packaging for all the controllers I bought.
Oh, why do you do that?
Because I didn't realize this until like a couple years ago, and then then at that point I was just like, I've thrown away too much. I'll start doing it now.
All right, good.
Well, that's it. That was our podcast.
Yep.
Remember to email us or Facebook us and tell us what's going on, and we'll post our Twitter handles on Facebook.
Our Tweeter.
We'll Tweeter.
Go to our boards, guys. tinyroll.com/working title, ztpsocialboards.proboards.com, same place, gmail.com, workingtitlepodcast.proboards.com. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was great, Adam.
Fuck!
Can you say bye, Adam?
All right. Zelda WT Podcast is Twitter, and Zelda Working Title Podcast is Facebook. And, of course, rate us on iTunes. Give us a million stars. And we'll see you guys this weekend, next week sometime. We'll do stuff for E3. Tell us what you want us to do, and we'll do it.
Duke Nukem forever!
Bye, guys!
Bye, Adam!
Bye, guys!
negative one.
Oh shit, I started too early.
Fuck.
Oh well, does it really matter? You'll sync it up.
Clap. All at the same time. Ready? 3, 2, 1, negative one.
Why is it negative one, you fucking idiot?
I skipped zero.
Sorry, all right. Let's do it again.
Alright, all right, on go. Three. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. Good.
I think that was about right.
Good job, guys. Let me pull this up. Okay. Let me pull this up.
Kyle's got an impressive bust now.
Bust? An impressive bust?
Kyle just grew boobs out of nowhere?
Huh?
What's going on over there?
No. We're molesting Kyle's rack.
Sounds sexy.
Kyle are raping each other constantly.
That's true.
Yes,
it's a good
is.
Thing you live together.
I now know what it feels like to be a woman.
Fear.
Every man is a pig.
Fee-threer.
Fee-threer.
Yeah, that ties into Fee-threer. Our topic. Fear 3.
Best game ever.
Ghost-based shooting game since...
ghost-based shooting.
Since yeah. Luigi's Mansion.
That was a ghost-based sucking game.
Well, I mean, you had to shoot...
Your suck.
Stuff.
How about Ghostbusters?
Didn't you, suck up balls and shoot them out, or, like, other items?
Yeah, you had to, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta suck to shoot.
Right. Okay.
Okay, well, let's go. Come on.
Yeah.